overcoming obstacles. Give up your lusty material desires and aspire only for unalloyed devotion. Nadhanam najanam nasundarim kavitam va jagadisha kamaye mama janmani janmanishvare bhavatad bhakti dahaitu kitvayi. O Jagadish, I do not desire wealth, followers such as beautiful wife, sons, friends, and relatives, nor liberation or mundane knowledge expressed in poetic language. My only desire, O Lord of my life, is to have unmotivated devotional service unto your lotus feet, birth after birth. Srila Gurudev has said, give up all worldly sense gratification. Don't pray for a good wife, a good family, salvation, or anything else. Only pray for causeless bhakti, service to the love that is the heart of Srimati Radhika. It is impossible for those intoxicated with opulence and beauty to approach you. Janmaishwarya Shruta Shri Bhir Edhamanam Madappuman Naivarhatya Bidhatum Vai Tvamakinchana Gocharam. Kunti Devi said, my lord, your lordship can easily be approached, but only by those who are materially exhausted. One who is on the path of material progress, trying to improve himself with respectable parentage, great opulence, high education, and bodily beauty, cannot address you with sincere feeling. The thought of sex life causes Yamunacharya to spit in disgust.
Yadavadhi mama cheta Krishna padaravinde Navanavarasadhaman yudyatarantumasid Tadavadhi batanari Sangame smarayamane Bhavati mukavikara Shushtu nishti vanamcha.
Since my mind has become attracted by the transcendental loving service and duty of Radha and Krishna, relishing ever new pleasure in their rasa, whenever there is attraction for a woman or a memory of sex life, I at once spit at the thought and my lips curl in disgust. O my dear mind, abandon prajalpa, give up mukti, even give up the desire for Vaikuntha, only worship Sri Radha Krishna in Braj.
Asadvarta Veshya Vishrijamati Sarvasvaharani Kathamukti Vyagra Nashrinukila Sarvatmagilani Api Tyaktva Lakshmi Patiratim Ito Vyomanayanim Vraje Radha Krishna Svarati Manido Tong Bhajamana.
O my dear brother mind, please abandon altogether the prostitute of contemptible mundane talk, which plunders the entire treasure of pure wisdom. You must unequivocally give up hearing all talk of liberation, which, like a tigress, devours your very soul. Furthermore, please abandon even the attachment to Lakshmipati Sri Narayan, which leads to Vaikuntha. You should only live in Vraj and worship Sri Radha Krishna, who bestow upon devotees the precious jewel of their rati. O mind, cry out to the Vaishnavas for help when attacked by lust and anger.
Ashachcheshta kashtapradavikata Pashali biriha Prakamam kamadi Prakata patapati vyatikarai Gale badva hanye Hamati baka vidvat mapagane Kurutam putkaran Avati sayata tvam mana ita.
Lust, anger, and so on. are a band of dacoits who assail me suddenly on the open road of material life. They will fully bind my neck with their dreadful ropes of wicked deeds and are thus slaying me. O mind, cry out loudly to the powerful and merciful Vaishnavas, who are the protectors of the path of bhakti leading to Sri Krishna, the killer of Bakasur. Hearing your piteous cry, they will surely protect you from such aggressors. Give up bathing in the donkey urine of deceit and hypocrisy.
Are chetya prodyat kapata kutinati bharakara sharan mutre snatva dahasikatam atmanam apimam sada tangandharva giridharapada prema vilasat sudham bodho snatva svamapi nitaramam cha sukhaya.
In spite of having subdued the enemies of lust and anger, one may not have conquered the great enemy of deceit. This shloka instructs us how to gain victory over this powerful enemy. O wicked mind, although you adopt the path of sadhana, you imagine yourself purified by bathing in the trickling urine of the great donkey of full-blown deceit and hypocrisy. By doing so, you are burning yourself and scorching me, a tiny jiva, simultaneously. Stop this. Delight yourself and me by eternally bathing in the nectarine ocean of pure love for the lotus feet of Sri Radha Krishna Jugal. Lust, anger, greed, and hypocrisy are weak enemies compared to pratishthasha, the root cause of all anarthas.
Pratishthasha drishtha svapacharamani me hridinatet katam sadhu prema sprishati suchir etan nanumana sadatam sevasva prabhu daita samanta matulam yatatam nishkasya tvaritam iha tam veshayati sa.
Why is it that deceit still lingers in the heart in spite of one's having given up all material sense enjoyment? This shloka has been composed in order to answer this question. O mind, how can pure divine love appear in my heart as long as the shameless dog-eating outcast woman of the desire for prestige is audaciously dancing there? Therefore, always remember and serve the incomparably powerful commanders of the army of Sri Krishna, the beloved devotees of the Lord. They will at once banish this outcast woman and initiate the flow of immaculate Vraja Prema in your heart.